Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get back to the Colts here in just a second. Something I saw from Ian O'Connor. Do we have him in studio for the Aaron Rodgers book? I think we might have. I feel like I remember speaking with Ian, or maybe we had him on somewhere else. But yeah, I think he did. You remember that, PT, or no?
I don't remember having him in studio. And Ian's Marist guy, so I would probably remember that.
Maybe we had him on, but it wasn't in studio. Anyway, he tweeted out before, posted on X, I should say, quote, "I don't believe Joe Shane is certain to be Giants GM next year. They needed someone to get things going on the search, especially with John Mara dealing with his illness. Ownership will make the final call on the coach in January, when I'd expect Shane to be reviewed again."
Okay, but then that kind of contradicts the wording of their press release, if you think about it.
Yeah, well,
why would you let him conduct the head coaching search and then fire him?
But he just said because of the health of Mara.
Well, that's what I brought up before. Yeah. Just because
they needed someone. This is Ian O'Connor, who's obviously a respected reporter.
No doubt. Piped in.
Just saying that he doesn't believe it's a certainty that Shane returns.
Mm-hmm.
They needed someone to get things going, especially with Mara dealing with his illness. Now, is that still ideal? No. Does the press... It didn't word it as... Joe Shane will lead the search. It should have ended there. It then said, we believe in the young core of this team, which would then more support for Joe Shane, plus of what we know last year. Look, I don't know. I'm going to trust the respected reporter, Ian O'Connor. Here's what I know. Joe Shane is here for now. The press release from the Giants themselves read as if, well, not as if, it said he's going to be heading the search for the next head coach, which does not, to me, make any sense, any way, shape, or form. However, due to unique unfortunate circumstances of Mr. Mara's health, maybe this is the only option that they had right now, and they could reassess in a few months.
That's what I was saying before, like not reporting it, but just trying to connect some dots here. You know, when you fire a coach, all right, coach, it didn't work out, clean out your office, but everybody stays. When you fire the general manager, you have to find an entire new scouting team. It just entails so much more. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting that Ian would have that. I mean, he is very respected. I know him. I like him. I trust him, most importantly, for stuff like this. So I would think that that's on the table, and I think that it should be, because if you take just the first hour of the show here, we are absolutely perplexed how one man was spared and not having done very much good at his job, in our opinion, and the other man was unceremoniously shown the door when he's done a good job with the quarterback. So maybe it does add up.
Matt is calling from South Florida. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I don't know if anybody's brought this up yet, but let's just assume Shane is in charge of looking for a head coach. His contract is up after next season. So you're looking at extending him now. So nobody compounds problems better than the Giants. It makes no sense. Why would they just not get rid of him? This is just a bad look for the organization again.
Yep.
I love the way you worded that. They compound the problem. And it's very simple. Matt, you could think, or they could think, that Joe Shane's been okay and has some semblance of talent. Why wouldn't you just clean house and start fresh? It doesn't make any sense. Who the next guy?
They're inept.
Yeah, well,
Well, there's no other answer. They think they're smart people. They have no awareness. Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a football guy. They own the team. They're not football guys. It's pretty clear. They are constantly choosing the wrong people, getting rid of the head coach, keeping the GM, hiring somebody, then firing that. I mean, they're gonna waste Jackson Dart's rookie contract, and they're going to ruin his career, and then he'll go to another team, and he'll win a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, that's nine steps down the road. To say that you're going to ruin somebody's 22 years of age, his entire career, is a little bit much.
Not that far-fetched. If somebody called about that 7 years ago and said that would say, or however many years ago, would say Saquon Barkley, we'd be like, well, take it easy there. Barkley leaves the Giants, wins a Super Bowl the first year with the Eagles. Daniel Jones, what he's done with the Colts. And again, you're starting to see him come back down to earth a little bit. But you get the point, BT. I think the lack of awareness that the Giants have shown is on full display. Starting with, because in my mind, as Matt was going over his points, which I think were excellent, I'm like, okay, the one time I agreed with the Giants was when they hired Shane and Dable. I don't think it was a bad hiring. It was a good pairing, good thinking outside, go outside the organization. The problem was that they still, even with that good decision, regardless of how it turned out, it was the right move at the time.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out. Even with that, they still forced Daniel Jones on the new regime, and that's Mara. That's Mara holding on to something that he believed in with Daniel Jones, and that was a mistake. Just hire the people to do the job, get out of the way, let them do the job, and you evaluate for 3-4 years, and then you make the decision. And the decision now should be to clean everybody out, bring in a new regime to start the next 4 years. This is not Joe Judge after 2 years or Shermer. This was different. This was the right time period, wrong forcing the former quarterback or from the different regime on them, but this was the right time frame to evaluate a general manager and head coach. It would be also wrong to keep one and not the other.
John Mara's had a really rough run as the owner. He's made a litany of mistakes, and he's trying to outrun some of these mistakes. And I'm going to use the word compound again, or use it now. When you try to outrun mistakes and you're not thinking clearly and you want to kind of hasten the rebuild, you know, not that you even want to take a financial shortcut, but you think there's a more direct way to become relevant. Because let's face it, you know, as much as the Giants have been down, I think we all strongly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We believe, if not know, that John Mara really wants to get the Giants
of course,
back. Come on,
of course,
man.
Yeah.
We all know that. He's a good man, and he's done a lot of good things as the owner. It's gone away from him, and he's kind of lost his fastball a little bit with this. I think the amount of time that he's been directly in charge has kind of directly correlated with this implosion for the Giants. So you can't not leave it at his doorstep. He's had a really rough run.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's been repeatedly, you know, bad here for, it was, we said, over a decade. He keeps making the same mistakes. With that being said, I just wish that he would say, okay, well, we did the right thing by hiring Shane and Dable at the time. We evaluated them, and now it's just time to move on and find the new one. I don't think this is a difficult decision at all. It's right there in front of him. He did the right thing. They were extra patient. We would have made the decision to fire him both a year ago and let somebody else new select the quarterback. That was the timeline that I was on, trying to prevent this exact thing from happening. So be it. They didn't want to do it. They gave him the extra time. Now there's no doubt, definitively, neither of these two guys are it. And yet it appears that they're keeping one. To further that point, What do you think is a proper time frame to evaluate a new general manager and a new head coach?
I think you need 3 years as a minimum. If you're a really bad franchise, like you inherit a lot of bad stuff, I would say four. Okay. I don't need more than four. I've seen all I need to see.
Me too. I think that that's fair. Could it be a bit quick? You know, sometimes you want a general manager to be there 5-6 years and really see some turnover.
That's a long run.
I'm just saying, in today's world, I think four is the perfect amount. You hire somebody. Now, obviously, if you're hiring a new general manager and head coach, that means whatever you were doing before wasn't working and it needs to be cleaned up. Some may be quicker rebuilds. Some may take some time, whatever. But 4 years is enough runway to evaluate. Year one, you can't do it. Year two, you really can't do it. By year three, now you're starting to see the general manager's true imprint on the team, and you certainly should be able to evaluate a head coach. I think you could evaluate a head coach in 2 years, definitively three. General manager, you're going to need more time. So there's no, oh, we don't know what they could be or could have been. You gave them 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't gotten turned around. They're still holding on to little semblance of hope with Joe Shane. And the question is, why? When you could just hire somebody else new, start a new timeline, and evaluate the new guy over the next 4 years.
But I think the why might be because they're not ready for that kind of overhaul.
Because of his health?
You know,
okay, but here's why. They've done this before, which had nothing to do with his health. They continue to convolute the timeline.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Listen, I think this is the time where, and there's a time for everybody to do this, you got to throw your hands up and say, come help me. Like, I've tried everything. I've tripped all over myself. I've made a million mistakes here. Let me hire somebody who's done it before and let me get out of the way and cut the checks. And that's what I think the Giants ownership should do right now.
You know what I think they need? I think they need some truth tellers in that organization. I think there are too many yes men, too many people saying what everybody else wants to hear. Oh, Daniel Jones could do it, or whatever it may be. Or no, we have some nice. They need a truth teller to come in and be like, look, you could think that this guy picked some decent players. Your team sucks. Your defense sucks. It was supposed to be better. It sucks. The head coach sucked. You got rid of him. That's a problem. It's just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
None of it's good enough. Yeah, okay, that's great that you think you found a quarterback. It's not good enough.
Like, as an advisor, or you wish somebody was already there? Well, I mean, that would be ideal.
I don't care how they get it.
Well,
it needs to be said.
Yes, but the good branches are, or they already have it. And that's the problem. Yeah, they don't have that. Where's the checkpoint?
But if you don't have it, you got to get it.
Well, that's why I'm saying. I'm like, I think that maybe this is a situation where you bring somebody in to kind of look at everything as an advisory, like what Vrabel did and some others have done over the years. Just hire somebody for 2 months.
Too many times, the Giants have believed that they're better than they actually are. And then the people that spread the propaganda with the Giants are trying to tell everybody else, the fans and media.
That's our fault.
Exactly.
Or no, it's better than it is. No, it's not. It's not.
Look at the record. Look at the record. End of story. So I don't think they have enough truth tellers. Now, that's why I look at a guy like Bill Belichick and say, he's not going to come in and mince any words. He's not going to kiss anybody's ass and say, yeah, I think the guy that you love, Daniel Jones, could be a good quarterback. I'll figure it out. Brian Daboll needed an opportunity to be a head coach. He wanted it, right? It's a first-time opportunity. So, of course, if the owner's saying, hey, part of this is going to be fixing Daniel Jones, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Daboll, you're going to say, yeah, I think we can maybe work with him. Let's see what we can do.
He can move a little bit. He's big. I can work with this for a little bit.
And
he did.
And now Daboll's hitched to that wagon for three of his 4 years.
Yeah.
He was hitched to Daniel Jones.
And Tommy DeVito. No disrespect. Yeah. I mean, and Drew Locke.
Well, I know those were his guys, but I'm saying his whole point was.
But Danny was hurt. So when Danny goes down, think about who's got to play. They played some football for Daboll, those names I just mentioned. That's not good.
David is calling from Rockland. What's up, David?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? First, I want to wish everybody, all the veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. DT Style, love you guys. Big fan. Lots to unpack here. I just want to take a look at the whole picture real quick in cliff notes. Obviously, we know GMs are tied to their draft picks, and I was in favor, if you were going to fire Daboll, which I didn't think they should do, to let Shane go as well, but they didn't do that yet, and I think Connor's on to something there. I do think Shane has done a good job in free agency. I think Illuminor was a great move. Obviously, Brian Burns. You know, nobody's really talking about how bad the offensive line is this year, because they're not. John Runyon was a decent signing.
Decent.
For 2 years. Van Rotten.
Van Rotten.
Yeah, okay, you're going to go over all of them, David? How come they haven't had any wins? They said the same thing last year, that it was an excellent draft. How come that didn't add up to wins? It's all on the coach, right? That's what I'm supposed to believe?
No, not at all. I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, it's kind of low-hanging fruit. You're not wrong, but, like, you asked me why they may be keeping Shane. I'm just giving you examples of that, right? So, again, I thought Daboll should have gotten an extension, quite honestly, because of what they did in their first year. And the last thing I want to mention about Shane when they took over, and you guys touched on it, it was a mitigated disaster when they took over. Salary cap hell, aging veterans with bad contracts.
Yep.
Shane had to clean all of that up, so you got to give him some credit for that.
Oh, fair enough. That's fine. And thank you for the call.
I don't even think that's fair. If he cleaned it up, where's the evidence that it's cleaned up? They're 2-8.
Well, that's the point.
What did he clean up?
Well, the salary cap. So that's great. They're not in salary cap hell anymore. Congratulations. You still can't build a winner. So how many years is it going to take? Who's to say that we wouldn't be sitting here in the same exact spot next year after a fifth draft from Joe Shane? Who's to say that that's going to change? They're betting that it will. I'm betting that it won't. Whose side are you going to be on? With the evidence being against them. You know what I'm saying? It could change, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It also couldn't. And then what's the excuse next year? Well, you know what? At least we've cleared out the salary. At what point are these great players and this great nucleus that Joe Shane has selected and built, at what point are they actually going to start winning some bleeping football games? At what point? Because it's year 4 and they still haven't. So I ask, is it year 5? Maybe it's year 6? Like, yeah. At what point is it going to happen?
Well, I mean, generally, you draft well and you get the finances in order. It shouldn't take another 5 years to get this thing going, which is what you're saying and what a lot of people are saying. Let's skew positively for one moment.
Yeah.
Let's say that the Giants absolutely crush whomever it is, they nail the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
They get it right. I mean, can they win 10 games? I mean, is this a team that can take off fast or no?
I'm glad you brought that up because that was going to be my next thing here. So the talent that they have, their record is god-awful. 2-8 is awful and unacceptable. Let's say, and I agree that they should be better than what they are. Let's say they're 5-5. Is that some feather in the cap of Joe Shane that in year 4, his football team would be 5-5 and playing the way that they have, even if they held on to some of these wins? That's the feather in the cap? So when are they getting to the... By year 5, you should be a playoff team, no doubt about it. By year 4, you should be competing for the playoffs. By year 5, you should be in the playoffs, ready to go make some noise. Are the Giants there in year 5? Will they be there in year 5? The answer to me is a definitive no. I mean, their record is 20-40-1 in the last 4 years, led by Joe Shane. That's his record as a general manager. 20-40-1. Even if I give him 5 more wins, it's still nowhere near good enough. And by the way, the bulk of those wins came in the first season with the holdover players from the Gettleman regime.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I ask, why are we just looking at it and saying, well, the salary cap is better and he's drafted some players? Okay, well, at what point then do you expect to see some results? Seriously, what's the right year?
What was supposed to be this year? Remember what I said... I guess I wish I didn't say it, but I felt it. The word that I used, I was bullish on both New York football
right.
teams. Remember, not going nuts.
Right.
I'm not even talking playoffs, but like both playing meaningful football into December, at least early December. And listen, if the Jets would have beat the Steelers, maybe held on to beat the Bucs, maybe get the extra win, maybe they would have been there. If the Giants would have held on to some of these leads, they would have been there as well. So like there was an avenue for both of these teams to be competitive, but I'm of the mindset when you repeatedly lose the same way, you're not unlucky, you're just not good.
This was not supposed to be a year that went this way. And even the 5-5 wouldn't have been good enough. They still wouldn't have been as good as the Eagles or even close to the Eagles. I know they beat them this year. And even with the Eagles coming down, the Giants are not on that level. That was evident by the way they played them the second time. First time, yes, took advantage of it, and not taking anything away. They're not on that level. They're not, to me, on the level of the top team. Not even close to the top teams. Giants are closer to the Titans than they are to anybody else.
I know they are, but think about this. If the Giants were 5-5 now, all right, and we talked about this next stretch here. So, now, the Packers didn't look very good last night. Neither team did. That was a weird game. But you got the Packers at Detroit, at the Pats. That's a death trap right there. But then you got the bye week. Let's say if the Giants were 5-5 today, we are sitting here talking about the possibilities of a wild card spot because you got the Commanders, the Vikings, the Raiders, and Dallas at home to finish things up, and Dallas is going nowhere. So 5-5, which maybe it wouldn't have been, let's pop the champagne, throw a party. They nailed it.
It's year four.
I get
they
that.
They would have been in the playoff conversation, which is fine, but barely a playoff team.
Which is a good starting point. Now, think about
starting
this.
Starting point.
Well,
year four.
No, no. Well,
that's my point.
I got you, but yes and no for me, because think about... And I've said this, in a way they got unlucky, because by winning 9 games in year one, they created this template of unrealistic expectations. They had a soft schedule, they won a lot of low-scoring, ugly, close games, the defense helped out, Jones barely threw the ball, and they won, I don't know how the hell they won 9 games, but they did. If they would have been a 3-win team or whatever, like they should have been at all, you know, or maybe 4 wins, or even 5, if they would have finished this year with 8 or 9 wins, which they could have if they were 5-5, now, I feel like it's a different evaluation.
Yeah. What should be the expectation for next year? That's the big question now, because they believe in the talent so much. They believe in the talent this year. Wrong, again. They believe in the talent so much, it's all the head coach. Okay, I believe wrong. So the expectation next year should be division at bare minimum. It's year 5 with this GM who's brilliant. The guy's brilliant. I mean, he's got a great core of young players, picking great players all over the place. Year 5. I mean, you better be going out there and winning the division.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.